We're back on the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling with you. Brennan Mintz sitting in for Mitch Fortner. Mitch and I are going to have the call on Manhattan High basketball tonight. They've got Topeka High at home. We'll get the girls pregame started at around 5:45 for that one. Hour two of the show here from Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, at 5:10. We'll talk about the Big 12 bowl season here in just a minute, this segment. But while we're playing some of this audio from Bruce Weber and Bill Self, I had to get this out of the way, and I had to have a nice chuckle at each of these. First things first, I was among the media members that were at Bruce Weber's media gathering yesterday. A lot of talk about Kansas, and look, Bruce Weber is a coach. I don't expect a coach to know how to pronounce a guy's name. That's my job, you know, the broadcaster job. That's Wyatt Thompson's job. That's Fran Fraschilla's job, who's going to be the color analyst on the game tonight. It's a broadcaster's job. Ron Prince used to just always say the numbers of the guys, would never actually say them by name. I'm cool with coaches not knowing guys' names. But that doesn't mean it's still not a little bit funny to hear some of the mistakes from time to time. And I would not have played this if it weren't for the fact that Bill Self had an equal or greater than mistake. But first, this was Bruce Weber when talking about, can you say his name?
No, I actually, well, if I were to hear it like 10 times.
I'll let you use the shortened, abbreviated version of the first name.
Svi.
Yes. But what's his last name?
Oh, man. It's like Mihailuk or something like that.
Svi Mihailuk.
That wasn't too bad.
But Bruce was just saying the first name. So here was Bruce Weber talking about Svi.
You know, Sweeve has made a great deal of improvement, you know, in the last, since he got there.
And again, I don't expect him to know that, but it got a chuckle when I heard that. You know, Sweeve. Like, honestly, Sweeve sounds cooler than Svi.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I would rather be called Sweeve.
You know, Sweeve has made a great deal of improvement, you know, in the last, since he got there.
I think Bill Self one-upped him.
I agree.
I was unaware of this until literally like 20 minutes before we went on the air today when I was going through and pulling the Bill Self on K-State stuff. How long has Wesley Owundu been in the Big 12?
4 years.
This is his fourth year. Wesley Owundu.
That's not that bad.
Emphasis on the Owundu. Owundu. This is Bill Self describing Wesley Owundu.
Owaku is if I pronounced that right, I hope I did, but I've always loved his game.
Owaku.
Owaku?
Owaku is if I pronounced that right, I hope I did, but I've always loved his game.
So my verdict there is that actually the more guilty party is Bill Self. I think Bill Self's is worse because it's further off. Owaku, mm-hmm. Owundu versus Svi Sweeve. Saying Sweeve is almost like you just said it a little bit too fast and it kind of blends together. You could see how that would happen. Owaku is like, that's completely changing a name.
Owaku sounds like a Star Wars character to me.
See, and even this year I've heard TV announcers pronounce it Owundu. We've been hearing that for the last 4 years from time to time.
Well, there's been a lot
but
of...
But Owaku, I've never heard Owaku.
Yeah, it's a new one.
There's no K in that name.
Yeah, it reminds me of like Noble Wachuku, who is the defensive end for West Virginia football team. I imagine that's not who Bruce Weber is, Bill Self is referring to.
The biggest reason I was glad that KU lost one of their guys for the year was that I wouldn't have to say his name. And I still can't.
As a Buki. His first name, I honestly never got committed to memory. I was hoping to have that done by conference play, but hey, the guy's out for the year, so I'm not going to worry about it. I can tell you this much. Brian Haney pronounces it correctly in the 5:10 segment.
All right.
So if you want to actually get it nailed down, you can listen during that. But, hey, tweet us at the game KMAN who you thought was worse with the pronunciation there. The Bill Self. I got to hear that one more time on Wesley Owundu.
Owaku is if I pronounced that right, I hope I did. But I've always loved his game.
Owaku or Sweeve. Owaku or Sweeve. That's going to be... You know what?
Who scores more tonight, Owaku or Sweeve?
That's going to be the matchup that it all comes down to tonight, man. Sweeve on Owaku.
Both of us need to be careful because if we say it too many more times, it's going to get committed to memory and we're going to say it a couple times.
Well, I'm the one.
I got a wrong letter on Owaku.
I'm the one that's got to call a basketball game tonight, so I will have, I'm sure, a mistake there and someone will probably tweet me or email me or something. It'll all be karma coming back, and that's fair because I'm the one that should actually know those.
True.
All right, as far as the Big 12 bowl season is concerned, it's now wrapped up. Oklahoma, not surprisingly to me, controlled Auburn last night, really ran away from them in the second half, so the Big 12 winds up 4-2 in bowl games. They got some nice wins, man. Baylor, I think, even though that's a bowl game that doesn't matter too much, they beat a 10-win Boise team. No one really thought they were going to put anything together. Impressive to see that. K-State over Texas A&M. There's Big 12 over SEC. The most important of which was last night because Oklahoma had been playing so well. If they would have backed that up by losing to a now 8-5 Auburn team in the Sugar Bowl, I think that would have really validated in a lot of people's minds what the Big 12 was. And there was certainly more to lose than to gain in bowl season because, like I've always said, I don't tend to put a ton of stock into what a league does in bowl season. It's so hard to know what a team is going to bring to the table in bowls. If you're going to base a lot off that, you're really that's a crapshoot. You know, you're playing the craps there with that. So I'm not going to say that the Big 12 ultimately gained a ton, but I think they at least avoided sliding further down the rungs of things here, and they may have picked up just a little bit of respect from some people.
I think so. And, you know, they were only a favorite in one out of those six games. The over-under from Bovada on Big 12 bowl wins was 2.5, and they finished with 4. So clearly it was a nationwide idea that the Big 12 was not going to do that well. Just the way that they won those games, I mean, the Big 12 finished first out of the Power 5 conference in scoring defense over the course of bowl season, only allowing 21 points a game, and they were second in scoring offense. I mean, the numbers really backed them up. The ACC managed to have just an out-of-this-world bowl season with Clemson, of course, winning, and then Florida State beating Michigan to headline their 8 bowl wins. But I think that you can say that the Big 12 was the second most impressive conference in bowl season, and that should mean something to some people.
You know, the narrative to me about the SEC all year was Alabama and everybody else, and I think judging by what happened in bowl season, there is some confirmation to that. You know, I think some assertions that you have, you can look at what happened this bowl season and say, okay, that was probably right. Auburn should have had just about every reason to be motivated and fired up to play in the Sugar Bowl against a team like Oklahoma, and Oklahoma went out and handled their business, kept them at arm's length the entirety of that game. You know, I guess if you want to say LSU played well enough against Louisville to really back some of them up, but I still consider them to be such a wide margin behind Alabama. You know, I think you can take some small things like that and say there is some supporting evidence there. There's some supporting evidence that Oklahoma really was a very good team that ran into a couple really tough stumbling blocks at the beginning of the year. And, you know, frankly, looking back on Oklahoma at the beginning of the year and now here at the end where we sit, if their schedule just works out differently, where when they scheduled Houston, I'm sure they did not figure them to be what they are and have been, that little quirk gets subsided. They're playing Tulsa or somebody like that instead. All of a sudden, Oklahoma probably was a playoff team.
I was going to ask you about this, and it is somewhat related to the Big 12, but I'm sure that you watched the Rose Bowl last night as well, and it was, you know, one of the best bowl games of the bowl season. There's no doubt about that. And there's also no doubt about the fact that Penn State looked a heck of a lot better in their bowl game as the Big Ten champion than Ohio State did in the playoff. Did last night do anything for you as far as wanting to either expand the playoff to 8 or admit that Penn State should have been in the Peach Bowl instead of Ohio State?
I wouldn't say that either one was a slam dunk because, again, I'm not going to take I'm not going to take giant leaps based on what I saw in bowls, but combining the Big Ten title game with what Penn State did against USC, it at least has me now saying, all right, I was completely wrong about Penn State. Like, Penn State was a legitimate team. I had the Christian Hackenberg offense stuck in my head and just couldn't get it out after they had a poor start this year, that was what they were going to be offensively, just a horrible team. Trace McSorley is a different kind of quarterback. Saquon Barkley is one of the most explosive players in the country. They were a good team. They were a good team. James Franklin deserves a ton of credit. They were worthy of all the discussion they got. I still think Ohio State's a better team.
I think that has a lot to do with the name on the jersey.
It might. And even more so than that, seeing them win the title 2 years ago, seeing them be right on the cusp of it, of the college football playoff again last year, you may very well be right, and I will admit that. But I'm not going to say just because Penn State, by the way, lost a game that they definitively should have been in the college football playoff. Say what you will about USC, they were a 3-loss team. Penn State lost to them. I don't think a loss to a 3-loss team should really be the alley-oop slam dunk in favor of your argument that you were better than Ohio State.
By the way, if I'm a Pac-12 fan, I am terrified of Sam Darnold moving forward. That was one of the most impressive bowl performances I've ever seen from anyone, and he's a true freshman.
Yeah, yeah. He looked calm, man. Looked calm for a freshman. USC's, I am kind of humoring myself with the arguments here, bringing up, hey, they're a three-loss team. Doesn't tell the whole story and isn't fair to USC, because by the end of the year, I mean, they're one of the three or four teams I would least want to see at this moment in time. Alabama, Clemson. Is USC next on that list?
I mean, no, Vegas said that USC going into the bowl season, USC would be the biggest threat to Alabama on a neutral field over Ohio State or Clemson or Washington. That's amazing.
Which is crazy because they lost by almost 50 to Alabama in week one of this college football season.
Yeah.
Wild. And for what it's worth, I got crucified on Twitter for thinking that they're one of the four teams with the best shot at a championship next year. So, who knows?
I think they are.
I think they are as well.
5'10", Brian Haney is on the show, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. When we come back, another name added to the coaching job casualties list this year. Speaking of college football, with some wild things continuing to happen, we will get you the latest on that in the hour next.
Get in the game.
You've been thinking about getting a surround sound system.